Today is Trinity Sunday, which is the last eventful Sunday of the church year for quite a while. Contrary to popular belief, however, this does not mean the church is over for the next few months. No, we don't take the summer off. We will be here all summer long, Sunday after Sunday, marking the season after Pentecost, a period often referred to as ordinary time. And as we discussed last week, this time is called ordinary because in the months previous to this, events have been anything but ordinary, as we have read through the stories of Jesus, his birth, life, death, and resurrection, thus celebrating his time on earth in a sequential way. But now that this cycle is finished, and we have celebrated the gift of the Holy Spirit, we, like the apostles so long ago, are ready to move forward into a time of reflecting on what Jesus taught us and learning just what that means in our lives. Trinity Sunday, then, marks this time of transition in that it is a day dedicated to a teaching about God rather than being about something that God has done. So today, we are challenged to think about the Holy Trinity, a concept which was best explained when I did lots of reading about it by the word mystery. Yeah, for who really understands the Trinity completely? Anybody? Any takers? Well, darn. Okay, so I can tell you this. The word itself comes from the Latin words for three and unity, and was a term used by the ancient writer Tertullian to describe the unity in diversity of the threefold unity of God. Got it? Yeah? Well, if that doesn't make it clear enough, there are reams of information written about the Trinity, most of which sound something like this. The term economic trinity has been applied to the life of the Trinity in time and space, as distinguished from the immanent trinity, which refers to the inner life of God beyond the limits of time and space. It may be said that our experience of the economic trinity leads us to know the immanent trinity, and that God's self-revelation corresponds to God's essential nature. Yeah, you got that? Helps? I didn't make that up. Okay, so that's not exactly really helpful. So we might turn to the common metaphors often used to explain the Trinity, such as the three-leaf clover, right? We've all seen that. One stem, three leaves. Or there's, if you cut an apple in half and think about it, you see the seeds and the fruit and the skin. Three different things, but still one piece of fruit, right? Okay, so that might work. Or you might note that I am a wife, a mother, and a sister. I have three roles, but I am still one person. Okay? So those might help. But if you're like me, it's still difficult to understand exactly what this whole Trinity thing is about, because it seems to be a concept that, at least for me, lies just beyond my ability to grasp. And that's annoying, because in this day and age, when endless amounts of information is just a Google away, it's frustrating to wrestle with a concept and not be able to nail it down, isn't it? Aren't we all used to just looking it right up? But that's because most of the time we want life to be neatly packaged and easily explainable, and the Trinity refuses to be so described. Thus, it remains a mystery, a subject for study, for contemplation, and for prayer. And you know, that might be a good thing, because if we think about it, life doesn't hold that many mysteries anymore. Science and technology have removed many of the questions that humanity may have once had about life and about the world, and we take much of that knowledge now for granted. In addition, We have explored everything from outer space to the depths of the ocean. And then movies and television, well, they leave very little to the imagination. And we know the gender of babies before they're born. And modern medicine makes advances every single day. So we have facts and we have reports and detailed research. And so we often feel that there isn't anything that we shouldn't know or discover. Therefore, it might be good for us to have a true mystery and be forced to stop and to ponder those things that we believe, even though they may go beyond our ability to fully comprehend them. For our faith is to be lively, and it's to be challenging. It's not to be a thoughtless acceptance of doctrine or dogma that we learned back in Sunday school. And the Bible, well, that's not an encyclopedia full of documented facts and scientific data, but instead it's a history. It's a history of God's relationship with God's people. And so it is full of surprise. It is full of mystery, and it is full of profound spiritual truth. And even though God does call us into relationship and invite us to know him, God really doesn't expect us to have it all figured out. So, that takes us back to where we started, Trinity Sunday. The church developed a doctrine about the Trinity in an attempt to understand how we relate to and understand God. And anyone who wants to really dive into that need only look at the countless books and the articles that are available both online and in your local bookstore. But aside from all that, what really matters today is that this is a day to celebrate the wonderful generosity of God, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and the diverse ways in which we experience God's divine presence. For we worship a God who moved over creation at the beginning of time, who made us in God's image and blessed us with the earth and all that is in it. And we experience a God that loves us so much that the divine became human and lived among us, and through death redeemed us for all eternity. And we revere the God who moves among us still, inspiring, challenging, and guiding us, working to sanctify us, working to make us holy in the midst of all our struggles and all our triumphs. So, in all honesty, even with a master's in divinity and over 15 years of experience in ministry, I don't know exactly how it all works. And you know what? I probably never will. But I do believe that it all does work. It all is there. And whether the Trinity is three in one or one in three, well, that doesn't matter so much to me as the fact that God is real and is present among us each and every day. The exact details of how that is may be a mystery. It is one which we can embrace, and then we can work to live into the fullness of life which God has given us. And as we praise the God who is our Creator, our Redeemer, and our Sustainer, then we are drawn ever deeper into our relationship with the divine and all the glorious possibilities that that holds. So may we forever give thanks to this. May we always ponder and appreciate the ministry. And may we always be grateful for God's many blessings. Amen. Amen. Amen.